You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Yesterday, we took a look at a story around Total Energies walking away from some gas exploration projects, citing some difficulties that they were experiencing there. And just following those news, we got some confirmation that they've walked into another deal, the acquisition of some African hydropower assets from Scatec. I'm joined on the line by Scatec's Senior VP for Business Development, Alberto Gambacorta, to take a look at this. Alberto, thanks so much for taking the time. This is certainly a very interesting deal, depending on which side of the deal that you sit on. But take me through the business's decision to sell the 51% stake that you have.
Hi, good afternoon, Jimmy, and good afternoon to the listeners as well. And thanks for having me online. Yeah, let me just take you through a little bit the context for this transaction. And Scatec sold its 51% stake in a joint venture that it has with Norfund. And BII, the British International Investment. Now, the rationale for this is fairly simple. There is quite a big demand for this class of assets in the continent, hydro, solar, wind, and so forth. So in this transaction comes in the context of a broader strategy for Scatec, which is to focus on core markets such as South Africa and to raise capital to fund this growth, of course. One of the strategy could be as well to sell some or divest some of the assets. And this transaction must be seen in this context of Scatec actually reinforcing its presence in core markets like South Africa, for instance, and funding growth through the proceeds of this sales.
Alberto, you touched on the fact that this is part of the business's overall strategy and obviously streamlining of resources. You now have capital you can redeploy into other projects. Are there other projects that have been of particular focus or of particular interest to the Scatec team? I mean, we know that our president in South Africa has signed the climate change bill, and that means the push towards renewable energies grows even further now. Is that something that is an area of focus for the business now?
Yes, absolutely, Jimmy. As a matter of fact, Scatec has been in South Africa for about 12 years now and been present since the early days of REAP with a number of projects that have been built, solar as well as hybrid projects, solar plus battery energy storage. So in the context of the market being a very lively market at this stage and engaging with a number of conversations on increasing the renewable energy pipeline, Scatec, of course, will keep on investing in this market, so both through the public procurement rounds as well as through the private bilateral or trading platforms such as Lyra, which Scatec launched earlier this year to provide power to the private customers. So it is by all means an opportunity which requires capital to be deployed to increase pipeline and to keep on building on our presence in this market.
That building and that development, Alberto, when you look at the South African landscape, obviously the capital side of it and the infrastructure conversation become that much more important when we are looking at transitioning from what South Africa is traditionally known as its non-renewables or fossil fuel-led powers. The infrastructure that needs to be developed for renewables doesn't come at a cheap cost. And I think about the commitments that we had recently at the G20, where the ministers of finances gathered around and there was a commitment of just shy of $400 million towards cleaner infrastructure projects. Is Scatec looking to make similar kinds of commitments? Might not be of that quantum, but to say we will put down capital if there are projects that require the capital.
Absolutely, Jimmy. I think it's to fund or to deploy this amount of renewable energy in the country. You need a lot of infrastructure. You need ports, you need especially the grid. And that's where grid infrastructure development or upgrades are very well needed. And Scatec will be prepared to invest in that as well. So there's quite a large amount of capital that is required to be deployed for the sheer amount of megawatts that need to be built.
Speaking of that grid, Alberto, NERSA, our local energy regulator, has rejected Eskom's bid to reserve grid capacity for renewable projects. I want to get your thoughts around NERSA's decision in part, but also around what that rejection then means for the renewables landscape.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy, for the question. It's a very relevant one. I think there is an inherent conflict for the grid capacity, which is fairly scarce as of today. So this application must be seen in, or this rejection must be seen in the context of what is the most efficient, or what are we trying to solve, actually? Mm. And are we trying to solve the problem of having more electricity on the grid sooner? So not necessarily providing for the public procurement processes in favor of the private sector. Here, there is a first ready, first served principle, which is, you know, if our projects that are ready today to be built, let them come online, because that's where the electricity is needed. That's what we make out of this application and the rejection thereof. It's also a level playing field that must be created there for all players to have equal opportunities and access to a resource such as the grid capacity, which is scarce at the moment. I think we need to focus also on the real problem here, which is ramping up on the investments and on this type of infrastructure, as well as on the deployment of battery energy storage solutions, such as Scatec has been doing in South Africa recently, because those will enhance capacity for the grid and the ability to have more megawatts of renewable energy projects on the grid.
Given Eskom's position or this recent rejection now puts Eskom in a very precarious position around their need to accelerate their own development plans so that they don't lose out on the transition that we're seeing, are we looking at or potentially looking at a redesigning of the transmission infrastructure in South Africa to accommodate more for what it needs now and less for what it has known?
Yeah, so definitely Eskom has an important role to play here, because as you said correctly, it requires some rethinking around how the grid is allocated, and it requires also a lot of investments in deploying that grid infrastructure. And here one must look also at what's been discussed, the possibility of the private sector to contribute to the deployment of that infrastructure and accelerate that deployment. It's both on the management of the grid as well as the deployment of the investments required to accommodate for more megawatts. That's the focus should be. And Eskom has a great role to play here to make that happen as fast as possible.
We certainly have a lot to still do, and we need to get it done as soon as possible, because we are in the midst of this energy transition. But we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights, Alberto. That's Alberto Gambacotta, who is the Senior Vice President of Business Development at Scatec, joining me to reflect on Scatec's sale of its African hydropower assets to Total Energies, but also on the general renewables conversation.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.